you're looking at the shot 25 to 30 photographers went to grab today. That's Peyton Manning getting off a visiting team's bus and walking into Lucas Oil Stadium for the first time. Welcome to Indianapolis. This is BTV On Site with Gray Caldwell and Andrew Mason. I'm Chris Hall. It's week 7, and the biggest storyline, guys, frankly, that I'm upset about that hasn't come up yet, memories, you look around, spending time here, working in this building, is my return to Indianapolis. This has been overlooked by Peyton Manning's return, which all week long there's a lot of press back at Dove Valley, and we've been waiting for week 7. It's finally here, Gray, for what's going to be just a hyped game and matchup tonight.
Well, it was almost as much Indianapolis media at the Broncos headquarters than Denver media last week. And of course, Peyton was asked about how it's going to feel to come into this building as a visitor for the first time. And he said, frankly, I don't know. He said, after pregame, after the game today, I will know, but I might still not tell you guys what it felt like. So it's going to be a unique experience. It's now an unfamiliar team, even though he played here for 14 seasons. He knows some of the guys. He doesn't know a lot of the guys. But so they're going to pregame, they're going to show a video tribute, we've heard.
Yep.
So it's going to be a moment. But when the ball gets kicked off, don't expect Lucas Oil Stadium to be a friendly Broncos atmosphere.
Right, and when the ball kicks off, that's when things will matter most. Andrew, Peyton right now getting ready to play without the tackle he's been used to having line up over there, Orlando Franklin.
Yeah, Orlando Franklin tweeted out earlier today that he's going to miss this game with the knee and ankle injuries that he suffered last week. So you've got a little bit of a shuffling going on. We saw this in the third quarter and the fourth quarter last week. Luis Vasquez moves out from right guard to right tackle. You know, it's not a position he's played extensively as a pro, but he's got the body type to do it, particularly the arm length, long arms, so he does look like a tackle. And then Chris Cooper, you know, will get time at right guard. And, of course, Cooper was the longtime starter. Yep. Until he battled ankle problems and with the injury that he suffered on January 1 of 2012. He's back to health. He went through another surgery this offseason, but he's doing better. So really, you're going to count on those two guys to help keep Robert Mathis out of the backfield. The interesting thing with Mathis, the way the Colts like to use him, it's not just strictly as an outside pass rusher, but they'll stun him inside quite a bit, try to get some mismatches on the guards. So stopping him is as much the job of Chris Clark and Vasquez on the outside as it will be for like Zane Beatles and Cooper working on the inside. The Colts, they'll be a little bit tricky in how they try to rush Peyton Manning, so a shuffled up offensive line that's already down Ryan Clady for the season has its work cut out for it tonight.
Yeah, Manning called coming here pregame unique. He won't know, as Gray said, what it feels like. Hopefully he'll tell us after the game. But as Andrew touched on, he's got to focus on the guys he shares that locker room with. That's what means the most to him. Here's what Peyton had to say Wednesday at Dove Valley on coming back to Indianapolis.
If all I had to do was to walk in here and wave and sign some autographs and kiss a few babies and smile, yeah, it'd be easy. But I got to figure out how to stay away from Mathis and, complete some passes on Davis and, you know, Toler and Butler, who are, I think, really, really good cover corners. So from that standpoint, I think you got to, you know, football is an emotional game. There's no question about it. And I can't tell you what emotions, you know, I'll feel and you know, sitting here on Wednesday. But all I know to do is to get as prepared as I possibly can, because I owe that to a lot of guys that are counting on me.
Now, if there wasn't enough news circulating around this game already, oh yeah, Von Miller's back, guys. He's done serving his 6-game suspension, and I'll tell you what, it looks like for 6 weeks, Von has just been working out. He absolutely looks different. He claims he's just as fast, but he also said Gray's in the best shape of his life.
Well, that is what he said, and just looking at him, like you said, Chris, you can tell. The whole time during his suspension, he was just basically living in that weight room. He was still able to go to meetings, and he was working out. He gained 16 pounds, 15 pounds of muscle, and was still able to cut down his body fat percentage. And you really and truly can tell when he's running around on the practice field. And it's his teammates say that, let's just say he's ready. That was Kevin Vigerson's quote. So it'll be fun to see what he's able to do tonight.
It's amazing. 6 weeks, it was that easy to get rid of all that body fat. You know, these athletes, it's incredible. Now, everyone knows what Von can do directly, getting to the quarterback, pressuring the quarterback. Mace, that's obvious. The indirect impact of Von's return also.
Indirectly, what it's going to do is probably free up some more pass rush lanes for everyone else. You've seen Sean Phillips has 5.5 sacks already. Malik Jackson has a couple of sacks in the last two games. if Von Miller gets too much attention, what we've seen from the Broncos pass rushers is they're good enough to get pressure on their own without having number 58. With him, there could be some horizons opening up for them, and Andrew Luck might find himself under siege. The key, though, is don't over-pursue. Andrew Luck likes scrambling, likes making some plays with his feet. He averages over 6 yards a carry. I mean, he's not talked about as a scrambler in the way of Colin Kaepernick, Michael Vick, guys like that are, but he's very effective. It just doesn't always show up as such because he'll slide and take what he can get and move on. But that's something you've got to be careful to. Don't over-pursue. Don't let Andrew Luck turn one of those 6 yard gains into a 26-yard gain. That's crucial.
Yeah, we all know what Andrew Luck can do in the pocket when he has time. When he gets out of the pocket, he's an athlete. He showed it on this field back at the Combine a couple years ago what he can do. Von Miller, he's geeked, to say the least. Here's what Von had to say Wednesday about making his season debut here tonight against the Colts.
Felt good. It in the best shape of my life. You know, no difference. You know, felt a lot stronger. You know, felt quicker, faster. It's not like I'm running, you know, 100 yards or 400 yards there, you know. So I definitely felt good. You know, all the feedback I was getting from my teammates and everybody looked like I was good. It was a hurry-up period, you know, in there was tough, but that's what it's designed to be. It's designed to be tough. But, you know, the whole practice, you know, I feel like I practiced well today.
That's Von Miller, and that's going to do it for us down here on the field. I can say, thankfully, guys, no more talking about this game. Let's see what happens. Kickoff tonight at 8:30 on NBC. These guys will take care of the game for you leading up to it. I'll be on the field shooting, and post-game we'll have all the coverage you need. Thanks so much for watching BTV On Site. Enjoy the game.